Okay. Episode 50. You guys ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Okay. No, seriously. All right, everyone. Welcome to episode 50 of the podcast, dude. Episode 50. What? I'm excited. Stoked to get to 50. Next big milestone will be 100. Anyways, my name is Aaron Dowd. Welcome. Thanks for being here. I'm here to help you make better podcasts. The topic of the show today is how to sound natural when reading a script. And I got a question from a listener a while back. He had asked, you know, how do I get better? How do I become a better speaker when I'm reading from a script? Because every time I try to read a script, it just sounds boring. It's like monotone. And it does seem like some people can get on a podcast or, you know, video and they just sound so effortless. They just sound natural. And you're wondering to yourself, especially if you've never done it before, or if you don't feel confident, you're like, what's the secret? Like, how do they do that? How do they just get in front of a microphone or a camera and then just sound so freaking natural? So that's what I wanted to talk about in this episode. You know, most of my episodes are actually scripted. If it's not an interview show, chances are I've actually written out the whole show and are reading it back. I go off script sometimes, but I bet most of you probably can't tell when I do. So in this episode, I wanted to share everything I've learned about improving my speaking voice and how I read from a script without sounding monotone or boring. Okay, soundboard app, what are you doing? Something weird going on with soundboard app, so going off script here. All right, guys, again, welcome to episode 50. Thanks for being here. Let's get into the show. All right. Yeah, talking about reading from a script today, but also really about just how to become a better speaker in general. So, got a lot of tips. I'm really excited. I gotta get going because this is going to be a long show otherwise. Okay, the first, and I think the most important piece of advice if you want to get better at reading a script, this is something my guest in episode 48 said. He said, practice reading out loud every day. Practice reading out loud every day. This is hands down the best advice I've heard on this matter. Reading a script out loud is a skill. It's not something you're born with. You know, like really any skill, you're not born with natural ability. As you do it more, you get more comfortable with it and you get better at it. And then people start to notice and then they tell you, hey, you're pretty good at that thing. And then you start to believe it. You go, oh yeah, actually I am pretty good at that thing. And that increases your confidence and makes you want to do it even more. So it all compounds, but you have to get started. You have to practice reading out loud every single day. If you have a script, read it out loud. If you have books, read it out loud. This is the biggest thing. There really is no secret. It is practice, practice, practice. Another really great tip that Jay said was learn to read ahead. Learn to read ahead while you're reading something out loud. He said that reading ahead will feel unnatural to you at first, but after you do it for a while, it gets easier and you'll start making less mistakes. And you'll make less mistakes because you'll know what words are coming. And you'll also mess up the intonation of a sentence less. Let's say you're reading a script and you're just reading one word at a time and you don't know there's a question at the end. That can get really, really weird. So reading ahead, also fantastic advice. Don't worry about the type of voice that you have. Worry about how well you can use it. So if any of you are Sean West podcast listeners, you know that Sean's co-host, Ben Tolson, has a very, very nice voice. It's a very deep, sexy voice. Hi, Ben. And sadly, we don't all have a voice like that. So instead of being sad about that, focus instead on being a confident and dynamic speaker. Learn how to use your voice to the best of its ability. Hi, Ben. So here's a few tips for that. Use emotion in your voice. You don't want to sound like a robot. Project your voice, not too loud, but make sure it's clear and full. If you mess up, it's okay to stop, take a breath, relax, and then start over. Repeat the word or the sentence. Don't freak out or apologize. It's not necessary, especially if you're recording, because you can just edit it all out. Big one here, don't rush. Don't rush. It's totally okay to talk a little bit slower than average if you speak intentionally. Speak clearly and make sure that you say every single word correctly. Enunciate. going really, really fast can really mess that up. So slow down a little bit. This is something I've had to do. And stop telling yourself that you can't. We all do this a lot, you know. I'm just not good at that thing. That's not the way my brain works. That's not something that I'll ever be very good at. I mean, we all have things we're good at now, right? Like, we all have things that we're comfortable with. If you're telling yourself that you'll never be good at reading out loud or talking on camera or talking on a podcast, I need you to stop doing that. You can get better. It just takes practice. I posted this on Twitter earlier because it was so good when I wrote it. I was like, yeah, pat myself on the back. Telling yourself you'll never be good at something only keeps you from getting better at it. Instead, try saying, I'm not good at this yet, but I'm going to put in the time and get better at it. Another piece of advice that I really like, work on your podcast voice. Work on your podcast voice. You aren't stuck with the voice that you have, with the way that you speak right now. You can and should practice speaking in a way that other people will find interesting. And I think of podcast voice, like imagine Will Ferrell's character in Anchorman, right? He's an anchorman on TV and he's got this kind of like this personality and this special voice. How now, brown cow, right? You want to speak in your voice, but just a little bit slower if you're a fast talker and a little bit clearer than if you're talking to somebody in person. It's okay to like kind of have a personality. It's okay to be comfortable with the style of talking that you like to do, but just work on improving it. And if you're just starting out, it is okay to mimic people that have a speaking style that you really, really like, but like don't steal all their lines and don't try to be exactly them. But pay attention to the way they speak, you know? How fast do they talk? How do they emphasize certain words? What do you like about the way that they speak? I mean, go watch Anchorman and pay close attention to the way that Will Ferrell talks on camera. It's interesting. You can learn a lot from stuff like that. The truth is you are going to have to suck for a while. Sorry. you can either suck in public or you can suck in your bedroom. That is an example of going off script that I will redo. So you're going to be terrible, and you can either do that in public or in your bedroom. You know, it's totally fine to make test recordings that will never be published. Play around with your voice and see what sounds good to you. No, just experiment. Turn on a microphone, turn on the voice recorder app on your iPhone, and just talk for a while. Practice reading a book out loud. Get comfortable with listening back to the recordings that you make. And trust me, guys, I know it's going to be painful when you're just starting out. There is nothing weirder than hearing your voice back on a recording for the first time. It's weird. It's awkward. You're listening and you're just like, I sound like that? What is that? But you need to get familiar with the way that you sound on microphone so you can learn what you need to change. If you don't ever listen back to yourself, you're not going to know what you're screwing up. Another thing that I like to do, actually, is try standing up while you read. I have a standing desk and I love it. I know it may not be an option for where you are, but see if you can, you know, and look into the, so I'm sure you guys have heard of a power stance. And if you've ever seen a rock band on stage, you know what I'm talking about, the power pose where they kind of like spread their legs a little bit and they crouch down and they throw their shoulders back and stick their chest out a little bit. Apparently, science says that this actually makes you feel more confident, which is super weird to me. But hey, can't argue with science, right? Actually, you can, but that's not the point. Try doing these little exercises to make yourself feel more confident, because confidence is a huge, huge part of sounding good on camera or on microphone. Something that really helped me was breathing exercises as well, doing breathing exercises to calm down before you have to record a show. So a lot of you guys know that I do shows live, and if you didn't know that before, you know that now. So I do all my shows live from the beginning. From episode one, I was streaming live to the Sean West community. And for the first, I'm going to say 15 to 25 episodes, I would freak out before shows. Not bad, but definitely anxiety, definitely stress, definitely, you know, faster breathing. I was nervous. I was excited. I was worried about doing a good job. And it really showed in my recordings. You can go back and listen. You can hear my nerves. Once I started doing breathing exercises before, like right before the shows, just to calm down, I started sounding less stressed and more confident. Even like just 2 minutes of slower breathing, just in and out. You guys know the breathing I'm talking about. Try this. Relax and loosen up, like Jeremiah says in the chat. Absolutely. Really, really important. Read your script through ahead of time. Read your script all the way through out loud before it's time to record. And if you can, rewrite anything that you struggle with. If you're doing a podcast and you're writing out a script, you should take a few minutes and practice reading your script out loud. And if you're writing a script out, read it out loud while you write it. And yeah, maybe it's okay to like do an outline and a rough draft before you read out loud what you wrote. But reading out loud will really, really help you identify the things that you write that sound weird when you say them. If you do this enough, if you like write an outline, write in some paragraphs, read them out, rewrite it, you'll start to write more like you talk. And then the way when you read that out loud, you're going to sound more natural. And remember that in the beginning, not that many people are paying attention, probably. I don't know. I don't have a huge audience. I'm guessing a lot of you don't have a huge audience either if you're still not comfortable on camera. If you don't already have a huge audience, there probably aren't going to be that many people critiquing the way that you talk. So you're probably stressing out more than you need to be. I believe that success comes after skill. So don't worry if you have a great voice yet. Just work on improving it. And I think you'll grow a bigger audience as you improve. And I want you guys to embrace your natural voice. So we all have a certain style of talking, right? We all have different personalities. I'm a little bit more outgoing, weird, fun, playful, less serious than some other people. And I think you should play to your strengths, but also learn how to overcome your weaknesses. So as I was writing this morning, I was thinking about a couple of characters from Silicon Valley. And I don't know if you guys watch this show, but it's really, really funny. It's a show on HBO about startups in San Francisco. And there's a variety of really, really funny characters. Some of them are kind of nerdy and awkward. Some of them are like the classic, how would you describe them? Classic computer programming nerds, just very serious, kind of robotic. And I was thinking about, like, what would it be like if the characters on the show had podcasts or had to do videos, right? And there's one character in particular I'm thinking of. His name is Guilfoyle. He's the very serious, straightforward, kind of monotone, robot-sounding INTJ, if I had to guess. So he kind of talks like this all the time. Very serious. Not a lot of emotion. But I was thinking about it. I was like, well, what's his strength? Well, he doesn't talk a lot and he doesn't use a lot of extra words. So his intensity could be his strength. And if you're the kind of person that isn't very dynamic, I think you should work on injecting some emotion and putting some melody and changing up the cadence, the rhythm of the way that you talk, but embrace your strengths too. You know, for someone like that, looking straight at a person and being very, very intense is a good way to communicate. People respond to that. It's a funny show. I really like that show. And just remember that not everyone is going to like the way that you talk. You just have to learn how to be okay with that. It's fine. You know, the whole world isn't your audience. There's going to be some section of it that will enjoy the way that you talk and that will be a fan of you. But don't worry about the people that don't. If people tell you that you suck at talking, you know, if there's any valid feedback there, listen to it. But don't take it personally. Just say, okay, cool. There's something I can learn here. I'm gonna take this feedback and I'm gonna apply it if it makes sense for me. But other than that, like, be comfortable with yourself. We all have unique voices, and that's a good thing. It'd be really, really boring if everyone talked the same way and said the same things all the time. So embrace your style, embrace your voice, instead of being ashamed of it. All right, so for a recap. Number one, you're going to suck for a while. The way to not suck is to practice every day forever. It's not so bad, trust me, even just a little bit. So practice reading out loud every single day, every single day. Show up, guys. Show up every day for 2 years, as Sean says. Number three, don't worry about the way your voice sounds now. Focus on making your voice sound better. And you define better for yourself. So imagine the way that you want to sound in your mind and work on getting there. Number four, read your script out loud before it's time to record. Identify any problem spots and fix them if you can. Practice them if you can't. Number five, listen back to your recordings to identify problems that you need to fix. Number six, you're going to have to suck for a while before you get good. You can either do this in private or in public, but it is kind of fun to have a public record showing how far you've come, how far you've progressed. I don't recommend it, but you can go back and listen to episode one of the show and hear how far I've come. I'm glad I did it in public. You know, I didn't say this on the podcast last week, but last week I started a vlog, really more of a video show that I just record in my house. And as I said on the Sean West podcast, we were talking about it. I was talking about it with Sean. And I said, you know, Sean, it's not the greatest video in the world. And he said, you're right, it's not. Which was really funny. but I did something. I put it out there, and now it's out there, and it's pretty good. There are things that I'm going to change next week, but I'm happy that I made it, and it's going to serve as a reminder to me when I'm 2 years down the road and I'm making these awesome videos, and people are like, "How are you so good at video? How are you so good at podcasting?" Well, I can point back to the old episodes, and I say, "You know what? It's just practice. It's just practice. It's just showing up regularly." There's not a secret. I'm not special. I'm not born with anything you guys aren't born with. I just showed up and put something out and was okay with the fact that it's not the greatest thing in the world. So I hope that encourages you guys. All right, that's going to do it for the show today, except for some really great questions that I have in the after show. Thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate you guys for hanging out and showing up. If you want to find more, go to thepodcastdude.com. If you could do me a huge favor, head over to thepodcastdude.com/iTunes and leave me a review. If you want to find me on Twitter, I'm at thepodcastdude. The Podcast Dude everywhere. Just type it into Google. You'll find everything. If you enjoy the show, I suggest checking out the rest of the shows on the Sean West Network, seanwest.com/network. They're all super, super fantastic. We've actually got a community that you can be a part of. There's actually going to be some big changes coming soon, so you want to go check that out. And if you've been on the fence, if you're like, that sounds kind of cool, like I would like to be around awesome people who will push me to do better and to make new things and try new things and who give me feedback about my stuff and just be awesome in general. If you would like to meet the coolest people on the internet, it's a really good time to go to seanwest.com/community and sign up. Check it out. Yeah. Short after show. Or not. What I meant to say was short outro. Aaron, cut all that out. You're not going to get it perfect every time either. Don't stress about it. Have fun. Okay, got some really good questions here. Jordan asked, script versus outline. Do you write out what you're going to say word for word? Do you write down a simple outline with points you want to cover or something in between? And how does this affect how natural you sound? Sita, I saw Anchorman 2. It was okay, but it was definitely not Anchorman 1. Yeah, I generally write down a pretty detailed outline. Let's talk about today's show. So I have a couple of paragraphs for each of the main points that I want to take. So it's like I have a headline and then I have a couple of paragraphs. And I riffed almost for every single point. I threw in some stuff. Sometimes it turns out really well. Sometimes it doesn't. I think it just depends on how much experience you have, how good you are at talking. I can kind of fake things that I want to say. I've learned to talk about stuff that I'm not super familiar with without sounding too bad. Sometimes I do have to go back and edit stuff out, edit pauses out. But, you know, in my opinion, I think it is better to have a longer pause than to throw in a filler word or to stumble around a bit. You know, who says you can't take a break and think about what you're going to say for a second? This is podcasting. There are no rules. Same goes for video. Yeah, so I would say that especially in the beginning, the more that you write, the better you'll end up sounding. I found that even sounding just a little bit robotic while you're reading out a script is still better than just completely fumbling around for 10 minutes and not making a point, or making a point very poorly. Again, it just comes back to practice. The more you write about something... Oh, we can bring in the next question here too. Rob Williams asks, how do you find the right way to say things when you go off script? And that wasn't actually the exact way you said it, man, but that's what I took out of it. And Sean McCabe responded to this. Sean McCabe said, the best tip is to know your message. Think about the times you've been passionate about something and you're talking to a friend about it. You don't need a script then. It just sounds natural. It sounds fluid. And that's what you want to emulate. And that is so true. The things that you really care about, the things that you're passionate about, you can talk about all day. And some of us do sometimes. But yeah, so you want to really know your message. And I've discovered that writing about something multiple times really, really ingrains those words, those sentences, those phrases, the information into my mind. So you can talk about writing about the best microphones for podcasting. I can just rattle those off like this, this, and this. And here's what I think about this. So writing is really, really important, I think. If there's one takeaway, okay, no, there's actually got to be two takeaways. Two main takeaways from this episode is write about the things that you're going to be talking about. Definitely prepare an outline if you have, well, not if you have time. If you want to do a great job, prepare a script. Even if you're not going to read it, even if you're not going to read your script, I think it's still a great idea to write out everything you think about a subject, because it'll kind of become part of your vocabulary. Wow, that was a lot longer than just a single point that I wanted to make. Okay, so write about the thing you're going to talk about and practice. Practice, practice, practice. That's a secret that's not a secret. All right. Man, I can wrap up right here, or I can kind of talk about things that I've learned in 50 episodes. I still can't believe that it's been 50 episodes already. Holy crap. It was almost exactly a year ago, I think, that I started this show. And it's almost exactly a year ago that I started working at Sean West full-time, too. Crazy. Crazy. Yep. So just a couple of tips if you're thinking about starting a podcast. A couple of tips from a guy who's done 50 episodes so far, which is not a ton, considering I know people who have done hundreds. Whew. Sean's almost at... look at that, Sean. What a nice guy. He posted a few really nice emojis in the chat. Trophies, 50. SM7B. This doesn't make any sense to the people listening right now. So a couple of lessons. There are going to be times where topics for episodes don't come naturally and you're going to struggle with it and you're going to feel like, ugh, I don't have anything to talk about this week. I don't have anything to write about. I don't have anything to say. I've already talked about everything that I could ever talk about. There are going to be times when you feel that. For me, it seems to happen every 10 or 15 episodes or so. But then sometimes you just have to push through, and then sometimes you get like 20 ideas in a day. This happened to me a couple of weeks ago where I was just reading some books, listening to an audiobook, and I just kept getting idea after idea after idea for episodes. And I wrote them all down in my Reminders app, because that's where I keep track of the topics that I want to talk about. So that was great. Overcome that hurdle of, I don't know what I'm going to talk about this week. Talk to friends about it. Browse frequently asked questions about the subject. You know, like I went and gave a talk this past week at a place in Dallas, and the talk I gave about podcasting was short, but holy crap, the questions afterwards, like we talked for like 2 hours. People asked me a ton of questions. And so that night when I went home, I wrote a bunch of those questions down because I knew if people were still asking them, then the answer hasn't been made completely clear yet, and I can revisit the topic and do an episode about it. Just gave me lots of ideas. Okay, what else? Yeah, if you're just starting out, you're gonna have to listen back and edit your show, and you're not gonna like the way that you sound. The funny thing is as you do more episodes, as you get to 20, as you get to 30, as you get to 40, you're gonna realize that you become a better talker, but you're gonna go back and listen to your old episodes and hate them even more. And you're gonna be like, I thought I sounded bad back then, but holy crap, I sounded really, really bad back then. But it's just the process you got to go through, you know. Don't forget, you know, I can talk about drumming again. I've been playing drums for 18 years. I've gotten good at it and I'm comfortable with it. I've kind of forgotten how bad I was back then because I don't have a lot of recordings from back in the day. I can only kind of imagine how bad I was back then, but I bet if I had some videos or some recordings, then I would be able to go like, "Ooh, man, that was not good." Yeah. So just understand, if you keep showing up, if you show up every day, if you do something, if you make a little bit of progress, especially if it's intentional. I didn't talk about that, but I meant to talk about intentional practice versus just showing up and kind of phoning it in. You're going to get better as you do it. Like don't let where you are now keep you from moving where you want to be in the future. There's a good quote there, but I totally screwed it up. Okay, what else have I learned? Going off script here, guys. Thankfully, I have a good editor. I don't know if this is going to be true for everyone, but I think for me, things aren't going to... Maybe it's true for everyone, but I'm not sure. I don't think things will move as quickly as you think they might, right? I had pretty high expectations. I was like, as soon as I start my podcast, I was like, I'm sure 25, 30 episodes in, everyone in the world is going to recognize how great I am at talking about podcasting. Maybe that's egotistical, but it's like, I really want to do a good job with this. I really want people to notice. And I mean, I've got a decently sized audience compared to what, right? Compared to what? I'm growing an audience. It's not happening as fast as maybe I thought it would. But again, I'm not super stressed about it. I really have come to believe that the better you get, the bigger your audience will grow. Wait, the bigger your audience will get. Let me say that over. See? So what happens when I go off script, guys? I really believe that the better you get at something, the bigger your audience will get. And so the way to get a bigger audience isn't to worry about getting a better audience, a bigger audience. It's worry about getting better at the thing that you do and creating stuff consistently and putting it out there and getting better and iterating. So you can't grow an audience if you don't put stuff out there. Yeah, Sean said in 2013 he had 0 subscribers. Well, 0 subscribers to what? The podcast that wasn't out yet? Exactly. That's kind of the point. To a newsletter. Sean didn't even have a newsletter back in the day. Podcast didn't exist. Video didn't exist. You have to put something out into the world if you want anyone to pay attention. And there's no guarantee that you're going to get attention at first. It is a struggle. You know, you just have to be okay with the fact that you might put a podcast out there that gets 20 people listening to it. You know, you might put a blog post out there that gets 5 views. Well, maybe the world isn't fair and maybe the world is cruel. Maybe nobody cares, or, you know, maybe you didn't do a good job. You have to be okay with accepting that too. You're not going to hit home runs every single time, but that doesn't mean you can stop showing up and you can stop trying. You just have to keep trying. Yep. Okay. That's going to do it for the show today. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. Hope you all have an excellent day. If you got questions, you can find me on Twitter. I'm @thepodcastdude, or you can email me, Aaron at thepodcastdude.com. I'll see you all next week.